Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Todd Tomasella with the Safeguard Your Soul Radio Podcast. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Put on your seatbelt. This is going to be a 30-minute program that is going to fly by. Deception in the modern church. Deception in the modern church. And before we introduce our guests, I want to lay a little bit of a foundation for maybe 30 to 60 seconds. Jesus said in following him, we must, if we're going to follow him, we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him daily. Unfortunately, this is a message that's been completely ignored and removed from the modern church world, which is in complete apostasy. Otherwise, they'd be preaching the words and the gospel that Jesus preached. Now, 2 Timothy 3, which speaks much about deception, speaking of in the latter times, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. Verse 13, 2 Timothy 3. I want you to get in that chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 3. It speaks of the self-love, the lovers of themselves in the beginning of the chapter. Those that are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. In other words, they're crossless counterfeits of which the apostate modern church world is full. And 2 Timothy, again, the chapter before, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The only way you, my beloved friend, are going to be able to rightly divide the word of truth and have your eyes enlightened by the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Spirit is to study to show yourself approved unto God, not man, but unto God. And then you're going to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Now, we're going to address three specific heretical systems of theology that are sweeping the church world, as was foretold, that many false prophets would arise and would deceive many, Jesus said, Matthew 24:11. And those three heretical systems and movements of theology is the NAR movement, which is the New Apostolic Reformation movement, headed up by C. Peter Wagner and other false apostles and false prophets. And the second is the Hebrew Roots movement. We've got a post on Safeguard Your Soul called, if you put this in the search box, Hebrew hogwash, or just put in hogwash, it'll come up. Completely demolishes this wicked Judaism system. And the third system of theology has been around since the Garden of Eden, and it's the once saved, always saved evangelical heresy of an unconditional eternal security. And to help me discuss these matters is beloved brother Martin Banner. Hello, Martin. How are you, brother?
Hello, Todd. I'm doing really good, and I want to thank you for having me on this afternoon, and it's really an honor to be on with you today.
Absolutely, brother. An honor to have you on the show to discuss these movements that we see invading the modern church. Well, in fact, just within the last hour, a sister in Christ was innocently asking me about these healing, speaking of invading our communities, these what is called healing rooms, these soaking heretical healing rooms, which she asked about, and she didn't know. And I said, well, that's attached to Bethel Church with Bill Johnson, the absolute demonic heretic, and so is the Jesus People and all this other stuff. And what would you say about the NAR movement, the first of the three heretical movements we're talking about today, brother?
Well, you know, Todd, that that whole movement is saturated with wolves, and we have so many different streams of false doctrine that are in this so-called apostolic reformation. Especially, you mentioned Bill Johnson and the healing rooms. We have a healer. His name is Jesus Christ. And we have the Word of God, which tells us if someone's ill, if someone's sick, to call for the elders, have them anoint them with oil, and pray the prayer of faith, and the sick shall be healed. But yet, it's very rare to find a biblical church that would follow that simple instruction from the master. And one thing I'd like to say, Todd, is just as I was listening to you, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and what I heard was, listen to Jesus and hear what Jesus says. Now, this came to my spirit so strong. As you were speaking, I heard, listen to Jesus and do what Jesus says. Hear what he says and do it. Now, here's the problem, Todd.
Amen.
Jesus has told us if there's any sick, what we're to do. He didn't say, take them to some special healing room. Jesus did not say to have them lay on the floor and soak in some mystical presence.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus never sold any soaking kits like they did at Toronto started at $160 per soaking kit when I confronted them, and then they lowered the price to $90 per soaking kit when my confrontation was, this is evil. You shouldn't be selling soaking kits. And, of course, I confronted them on my radio broadcast, and then they lowered the price. And this is what we're seeing, Todd, is a compromise. Even when we confront these people that are in these heretical movements, do they repent? No. What they will do is the devil will always come with some type of compromise. Let's cut a deal. So, okay, they thought I was saying the $160 was too much money. But what my point was, there's no such thing as a soaking kit. You know, we are not commanded to soak and soak in healing rooms, but we're commanded to repent of our sin and to turn to Jesus Christ and follow him and to deny ourselves, pick the cross. And Jesus has the answer, brother. But what's your thoughts on that? But I see that this is heretical. There's no such thing as a healing room.
Foundation.
No such thing as a soaking kit.
And, you know, speaking of the way you approach this matter, Paul speaks of the being moved away from the simplicity that is in Christ to another spirit, another gospel, beloved saints, and another Jesus, 2 Corinthians 11, 2 through 5. We're going to point out several scriptures you'll want to note, beloved saints, and also want to point you to two resources. And we're not in this for the money. Trust me, I would have quit about 35 years ago. And we'll give you the book or the books if you want them, okay? But if you go to safeguardyoursoul.com or Amazon, there's two books of note that are going to bring you through the scriptures and make you absolutely full of the knowledge of God's word and discernment in an exponential fashion. The first book is Deceivers and False Prophets Among Them. Among Us. Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us. And then also Predators in Our Pulpits. And you can find both of those on safeguardyoursoul.com or Amazon. And I only say that because they're scripture-rich and they're full of the Word of God to help you learn the Word of God and not be beguiled, which Paul is speaking of here in 2 Corinthians 11. Remember, saints, the simplicity that is in Christ, verse 3. So your minds, he's warning them, for this reason. So your mind, he's concerned that their minds would be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And one of the things you're going to see in all three of these movements, which we're not going to be able to exhaustively address at this time on such a short program, but is that they have, as Brother Martin has pointed out, they are removing their prey, these that are being deceiving and being deceived, 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth, these false leaders proclaiming themselves to be prophets of God and apostles of God are leading people away from the simplicity that is in Christ, as Brother Martin pointed out. You don't have to go to some healing room. You don't have to go to some certain service or this so-called revival, which is a fabricated, contrived, staged event in Florida or Toronto or Brownsville or any of these foolish, contrived, so-called revivals. you can go straight to Jesus. In fact, Jesus said on more than one occasion, quote, come unto me. That's real simple. Please meditate on that, beloved. Just come straight to Jesus. Come to the Father in his holy name. And your local body, your local people that meet anywhere on God's green earth and love the Lord with all their heart can put oil on you and pray together with you. And your sins will be forgiven. As you confess them, they'll be forgiven, and you will be healed. Now, I want to point out before we moved to our next system of corruption that has invaded the modern church, I want to point this out. The NAR movement is no different than the pagan New Age movement. Transcendental meditation, and it's coming into the church and being called and taught in most every seminary in this country now, seminaries which were invaded and compromised and attacked strategically by the Jesuits in the 50s and 60s. They're calling it contemplative prayer and spiritual formation. This is demonic, and it's dressed up in cloaked language to mislead you away from the simplicity that is in Christ. And, sir, if you're listening to me and you're teaching any of this, God is calling you to repent at once and denounce it now, lest you die as a heretic, having certain damnation, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Brother Martin, the second system of heresy that has attacked the modern church world is the Hebrew Roots movement. In general, what is the Hebrew Roots movement and what are the dangers thereof, Brother Martin?
Well, the Hebraic Roots movement, Brother Todd, is a system of reinventing Judaism in which they're trying to take the gospel of grace and mix it with the law. And in this mixture, what we have is another gospel. And of course, Paul came with a stern warning, you know, if anyone comes preaching to you, even an angel, another gospel, let him be accursed, anathema. And so what we see with that is this mixture of trying to take what they call the Hebraic roots, which would be certain aspects of Judaism or Jewish tradition, and try to mix that with the gospel of Christ. And of course, that is not going to work. You know, Jesus, when he came preaching the gospel and the apostles, they were calling people out of Judaism, out from under the law, into the gospel of grace. So, you know, Paul mentioned that too. He spoke that, you know, if you're going to try to keep one aspect of the law, you're going to have to keep all of the law, which we know that no man is able to keep the law, no flesh is able to be saved by the law. So what this is, again, is another heretical system raised up by Satan to damn souls. And Todd, you started out, you were quoting from Matthew 24, and I want to quote what Jesus said about that.
Yes.
You know, the disciples asked him, I want to go back to that Matthew 24, and in verse 3, he said, the disciples were asking Jesus a question, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, they're asking for the sign. They're saying, okay, in other words, what's the chief sign to look for that you're about to come and the end of the world?
Exactly.
Now, this is his answer. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, the way I interpret that is a lot of people have said that people are going to come and saying that they're the Christ. But I think what Jesus was saying was that many would come in his name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they would say that Jesus is the Christ. And doing this, they shall deceive many. And Brother Todd, is that not what we're seeing? We're seeing this NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, coming in the name of Christ, saying that Jesus is the Christ and deceiving many. We're seeing this Hebraic Roots movement, people coming in the name of Christ, saying that Jesus is the Christ and deceiving many, with another system, a heretical, another gospel, where they're trying to take aspects of the law and of Judaism and of Jewish tradition, mix it with grace, and come out with a new gospel and, of course, a new apostolic reformation.
Amen.
And one thing I want to say, and I'll turn it back to you, is that, again, I'm being quickened. What the Lord spoke to me, he said, listen to Jesus and hear his words. And here's the problem, Todd. It says that there will come a time where there is this famine for what? For the hearing of the word of God. Now look what God's saying. Listen to Jesus, hear what Jesus says. And that's the problem, Todd. The church is no longer hearing what Jesus has said, what the true scriptures are. They're listening to these pastors who are actually ministers of Satan. And what, you know, I just did a post on my Facebook. I said, I don't really care what your pastor says.
Amen.
Does God say in his holy word? What is Jesus saying? That's what I want to know. So, Todd, what do you think of that? It's like, I've seen a lot of voices, a lot of things that are not God.
Well, yeah, and we've been warned about that, saints, throughout the Old and New Testaments, that the deception was going to come through a false leadership who feigned to be representing Christ while misrepresenting him. Actually, as Brother Martin explained through the scriptures, they are using his holy name in vain. Or, in other words, they're using his name outside of a truly worshipful context. They're using it to further their own agenda. They have made the house of God, if you will, or that which is called the house of God, a den of thieves. They are making merchandise of you, and the only people they can have dominion over are those individuals who refuse to truly repent, deny themselves, lay down their lives, your life, friend, in this fleeting world, and be full of Christ. Choose today, beloved, to lay down your life. It's time to just obey God, to stop just listening to Jesus's commands to lay down your life, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him, to be crucified with Christ, and just simply die the death. Just lay it all down. Just get before the Lord alone and confess that you are utterly hopeless without him and impoverished completely. You can do nothing without him, and that you beg him to increase as you decrease. The only way that life is going to spring up in your life is out of death. Death is the essential. You must die. Romans 6, we got another book on that. I die daily, strictly and only, to teach you the original gospel, which has been completely misplaced, ignored, and shunned, and pushed out of what we call the church today. Galatians 5:9 says, a little, speaking of post, Brother Martin, I just posted this on Twitter. You can find Safeguard Your Soul Twitter account at twitter.com/SGYSOUL, like the initial Safeguard Your Soul, SGYSOUL. And it says this, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, Galatians 5:9, a little bit of false doctrine is all it takes to kill you. No different than if you had a pitcher of clear, pure, beautiful spring water sitting on your table and someone sprinkled one drop of invisible arsenic in it. Would you drink it? Of course not. A little leaven, just a little, leaven's a whole lump. We are commanded to maintain those things which become sound doctrine, Titus 2:1, and to teach no other doctrine, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. The word doctrine appears 51 times in the Bible, and if you don't continue in the doctrine of Christ, you do not have God. In other words, if you don't continue in what the Bible says, get a King James Bible, please. Get a real Bible. Burn or throw away the little sissy false virgin version. Got a lot about that on safeguardyoursoul.com. And get a real Bible and get before the Lord and study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me say this, friend, because I love you, that if you are not in God's word every day, Jesus said following him is daily, not weekly, monthly, or yearly, daily. And if you're not following Jesus according to his prescription, including denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following him daily, which would include getting up first thing, seeking God in prayer, in praise, and in the word, diligent, daily, studying to show yourself approved unto God, then you will be able to be taught of God. You will be taught and be able to rightly divide the word of truth and know who's false and what's true. Ezekiel 44:23. Brother Martin, deception is most effective for Satan when it's crouched which with much truth, and that's a good intro to the third and final system of absolute diabolical satanic heresy, and that's this once saved, always saved, or unconditional eternal security demonic heresy, which emanates from the Garden of Creation, where Satan told the man and woman who were had at the time were presently in perfect communion with our Creator. They had no sin entered in. But in order to get them out of that place of an abiding, vital union with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, Satan lied. He added one three-letter word to what God had said. Do you know what that three-letter word is, beloved? We talk all about that in a book called Lie of the Ages, appropriately called by that name, based on Genesis 2:17 and 3:4. God told the man and the woman that if they that they could eat of all the trees, but if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would, he said, thou shalt surely die, quote unquote. And in 3:4, we read where Satan tells the man and the woman, he tempted them, just like he's doing through false pastors and false apostles and false prophets today. He said, you shall not surely die. He added one three-letter word that led to the fall of mankind, which is beyond catastrophic and astronomical in its effect. And he's still telling the same lies which Paul and Peter and Jude, etc., and Jesus warned us specifically about in this last hour. This serpent that hissed in the garden is still hissing through his snakish wolves today, who are teaching you that you have no personal responsibility to stay before God, to lay down your life, and to truly follow Christ, because supposedly you are, quote unquote, once in grace, always in grace, once saved, always saved, eternally secure. No, you're not. That was initial salvation when you first repented and put your trust in God, but that's initial, not final salvation. There are so many scriptures, brother, we don't have time to exhaust the literal volumes of scripture in this short message, and that's why we put together the book called Lie of the Ages, which absolutely dismantles, pummels, and destroys this lie. If you're listening to me today and you have been saved in the past, you are fully and completely accountable to Christ to lay down your life and follow Him. And those who teach this are called ungodly men, Jude verse 3 and 4. They turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Jesus said, if you don't abide, that means remain in Him, you will be cast into the fire. I don't know what could be clearer, Brother Martin, about this, the truth about the need to abide or remain in Christ to the end, who's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any blemish or any such thing, but one that is holy, Ephesians 5:25 through 28. Brother Martin, what would you say about this heresy of once saved, always saved?
Well, you know, Brother Todd, you mentioned that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. But what we're seeing in this hour is not a little leaven, but we're seeing massive amounts of leaven, massive amounts of false teaching, false doctrines. And this eternal security heresy has been around a long time. It started with John Calvin. And you have a choice, beloved. You can choose to follow John Calvin. You can follow Calvin, or you can follow Christ. John Calvin is just a man. He died. He passed away. He's a man who twisted the word of God.
He's in hell.
Destruction. Yet we know that his chief opponent, he had burned at the stake, and he boasted about it, called him a heretic.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a choice. You can follow John Calvin, or you can follow Jesus Christ. I choose, in my house, me and my house, we were going to serve the Lord. And I want to quote from what you mentioned about abiding in the vine. John, I think it's 15:5-6, it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And there's the scripture reference to what you were saying. We must continue to abide in Christ. And in Romans 11:19, it says, thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Speaking of the natural branches, Israel. And thou standest by faith, speaking of the church. Be not high-minded, but what, Todd? But fear, for if God spared not the natural branches, Israel, take heed lest he also spare not thee, speaking to the church. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward the goodness, here's the key, listen, beloved, here's the key, if thou continue in his goodness, here's the catcher, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. And what is this also? Well, God's saying, I cut off Israel because of unbelief, and thou also shalt be cut off, speaking to the church, if you enter into doubt and unbelief. So here, you know, I once did a teaching, seven ways to fall from grace. One of them is through doubt and unbelief. And, you know, that's maybe we can do another broadcast on that and really focus on this lie of eternal security, because I believe this is the foundational lie from which all other lies proceed. And this is the one that Satan, it's his masterpiece, I call Satan's eternal lie. And when we start to look at the scriptures, we can see that the word of God is contrary to this false doctrine, to this, what I would call a damnable heresy. And there's the key, though, Todd. Otherwise thou also shall be cut off.
That's a beautiful truth there. Thank you. It's a divine threat, saints. Make no mistake. Jesus is the one who invented the term fall away. So to say that such is not possible is to call the Son of God a liar. And to say that you can't be cut off is to say that Paul was not Christ's apostle and that he was a heretic and a liar too. Why would such language, along with so much other language, appear in Scripture if it weren't possible? We're closing here. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. 2 Peter, the apostle, is another witness, Brother Martin. 2 Peter 2, 20 and 21. For it had been better, Peter writes. He's speaking of false teachers and false prophets specifically. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow or the pig that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. I missed verse 20. Excuse me. It says, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, such is not possible, beloved, if you're not truly born again, regenerated and changed initially. Notice again, 2 Peter 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, some would say, who are going to try to defend their heresy instead of submitting humbly and honestly to the biblical truth, that, these people were never saved. Oh, well, of course they were. How could you escape the pollutions of the world outside of a personal knowledge, a born-again relationship with Christ? That would be impossible. They are, notice, here it is again, keyword, entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Their place in hell will be worse than if they had never been saved. Notice, again, we see Jude, in the book of Jude, which is completely dedicated to warning us about apostasy and giving numerous examples of historical figures, including angels and men, who fell from grace and wound up in hell. Again, Jude speaks of twice dead, not once, twice dead, born dead, got saved, died again, were spiritually separated from God because God is holy, 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 and the wages of sin is still death. You can be again entangled therein with sin, overcome, and the latter end is going to be worse than if you had never been saved before. Acts 20, Paul warned about these great deceivers who would come in and draw away disciples after themselves. Let me give you Jesus' words out of Revelation 3:11 as we close. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now, why such a warning from the Son of God, from Christ himself, if no man could take your crown by deceiving you with these false teachings? The NAR movement, New Apostolic Reformation, Hebrew roots, once saved, always saved, flee from them and to the truth, beloved. Colossians 2:8-10 says, Beware lest any man spoil or ruin you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ, not taught by Christ as is on record for us in the Word of God. For in him, Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. God bless you, saints. Thanks for listening. Brother Martin, absolutely a delight to have you on, and we're going to do this again. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Todd, and it was wonderful discussing the scriptures with you today. It was a great blessing, and God bless everyone listening.
Yeah. Thank you.